Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. My name is Ray. I'm sitting with the Apostle Phumla Mfene on the line. Greetings and welcome, Apostle.
Hey, greetings to you, Muruti, and to all our lovely, wonderful listeners out there.
I hope you're well. It's been a while.
No, I'm well by God's grace. We are kept. We are really grateful, hey?
And you know, when a season like this is here, it has its effects, and it affects people. But I'm happy to see that you are well, unaffected.
It may remain so.
Yeah.
For months and years to come, to the glory of God, we need to be well. There's still so much there to be done.
Hallelujah.
We can't afford to have sick bodies.
Indeed, indeed. The topic tonight is actually one that is intriguing. In my experience as a believer, I have seen some church schisms that had resulted because people are divided into groups within the same congregation. And honali group ya mamuruti.
Yeah.
Then honali group ya mamuruti. You know those who dress, they dress those shoes. Those shoes tedi naling solo erede kamutlasi.
Damn now. Yeah.
Ki group ya high. Why one the elite, the elite of the church.
Yeah.
And then honali group ya those who are independent. Amongst them you find divorcees, you find widows, you find those who had never married and who are doing well, you know, and with themselves. I mean, they are just fine. And then there is this elderly group, you know, that of people who like to pray, who are concerned about the governance of the church. And there is this secret group, Yamuruti. Those who know the Piritza High and who facilitate, they facilitate the Piritza High. They know Rujola Lemang Kokai, and they cover that. I mean, with this big church, you saw now when they started, you know, exploding, and some people were asked to even resign from the biggest church choir you have ever known. Of a same church, and the pastor had to step down, and they said, no, he drinks too much. They knew all along. They were moving with it all along. There are those now, there's a group which has taken power, which says, hey, this thing doesn't go on. Now, in the churches, it is like that everywhere. We read about this in these mega big churches, but it's also in the micro churches where we see these kinds of schisms. And they have opposing views to such an extent, let me tell you. I once passed out a church where the guys that I was training, there was a group of those who are, you know, given into the gift of prophecy. And it was about 18 of them, if I'm not mistaken. Quite a lot, quite a big number, quite a big number. And they said, they said God is saying to them they should start praying in their houses and stuff and stuff and stuff, prophecies and all that and stuff. And I said, oh, okay, if it is him who says that, who am I, man, you know?
Yeah.
And they went on with it. Yet I knew what was happening. And then, you know, because they were opposing with the other and they were more powerful than the others, the others started to resign. And this one started to become big and they started to go out and say, but we are the authentics. You know, today, this is about 10 years later or 12 years later. Today, there is none of them that is remaining in the faith, you know. Because I think the mistake that I made was to allow them to become a group that is opposed to another group and another group that is opposed to another group, and not seeing that this can actually backfire, not necessarily on the church per se, but on them,
right,
you know, which means then somehow one loses the stewardship of the souls of these people. And in a way, then one becomes responsible before the Father for their souls to say, but how could you let this happen? It was not supposed to be like that. You were supposed to rebuke that. But because I loved them so much and I wanted them to grow, they grow outside the box of growth, you know. And there was a schism, so they left. Now, in many churches and ministries, there would be schisms and people would leave. I have seen a group that left with Mamuruti. Mamuruti left and the group left. You know, in a ministry, we were young, we were growing up, we were young people, and then we would go to this church. It was such a good church and stuff. And then we saw others leaving, you know, Le Mamuruti. And Mamuruti had become powerful, a powerful preacher, a powerful minister, and they left with him. There's a guy who once said to me, Renzuko Ramushuko Olong, go at Ridgeville. Who said to me, you know, when he leaves, the church will suffer.
Yeah,
because he has a group. A person cannot talk like that, Pumla, if they don't have a backup. And this backup calls him servant of the Most High. And awena, as Apostle Pumla, Baubita, Mruti or Apostle Barayena or Ukaleva expressa. But before Mruti Abulela or before the Apostle speaks, the messenger of the Most High spoke something.
Come on.
So you could see Hurmo, it's opposing groups. You know, in the same church. Tabazalwane especially. You know, then before you know it, you see others on Facebook, they are having a service, kofleteng ya mukete, and then they are posting on Facebook there. They are posting videos of them. And then you realize, hey, these people were not in church.
Yeah.
What comes to mind? Yeah.
Yeah, you know what, ne?
It was a cool.
And I think what makes it even more worse is the emergence of social media, because the whole opposition is started in the church and then people take it to social media. So now, I remember this one guy who was pastoring a particular church, and then high pastor, then they started being different groups in the church, you know. And remember, every time there's opposition, people will be opposing, obviously, the vision there or the vision bearer. Or some people are supporting the vision and the vision bearer. So now, then they started being all these groups, and then they started opposing. They were not happy with the way he does things. They were not happy with the people he connect with. They were just not happy, because, like, opposition always will have people who are not happy with what you're doing. You know, no matter how much you go out of your way to do good, but they will still find fault.
Yeah.
So now, and then obviously from time to time, he will reprimand, you know, and make them aware that this is not right, so forth and so on. Now, the next thing what they would then do, they will take whatever that is doing, put it on Facebook, put it on all this platform, mobile, a nice part of those platforms. But unfortunately, on Facebook, what they would then do, they will take each other and they'll also take him. So meaning, Banor Bonane, Ari Party today. We are not in support of you, we are not in support of... I mean, he would be frustrated, because never came to Tusang, some of these things were even blown out of proportion and seriously exaggerated. But having said that, unfortunately, it's a reality of that. People are human, and the human nature would always want to do something that is contrary to the spirit and to the things of God. And when we continue to feed on the flesh and not empower ourselves spiritually, then the group did it again. He made mention of something very sad. For Rabang, it's a very good one. Remember, there's a lot of clubs or groups outside the church, isn't it? So some of these people in the church, also outside the church, in the Sabbath influentially, or Sabbath so forth and so on. So that then Okrulur have a belong ako party ya Mamoruti or party ya whoever are belonging to a group about baba influential. When they belong to those kind of groups, so they would also take those groups and take body circle those groups, and then whatever that is happening in that group, it come back to the church. So I crack you realize at the end of the day it becomes something very toxic. So little peddling internal sakereke. They spill over to these social groups that are belong on Koton. So they become the reason for them, or have a duty, or have a nobody. Come on, it's not like the high tea these days. So, who will be? Look at the high tea. Those issues that were supposed to be kept internal, then they're taken to these groups, and a bit taller, but who are not even part of the church, who belongs to other churches. So, I want to spread that. It moves from the church, it's negative, and then it gets spread to all the social clubs. And Haley Jalu cannot be contained. That is why. Then obviously there'll be views and opinions about and they'll want to bring those views as well and opinions into the church, and that will further broaden the whole thing in your opposition.
It is said, you know, that we see things turning to be the way that they are, and this seems to be the disease you find in most ministries. When we come back, I'd like us to look more into the moments where we would see that there are groupings in the church and they're opposed to each other.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Partner with us to spread the good news of God's kingdom by sowing a monthly debit order seed. To follow our quick and easy debit order sign-up process, simply WhatsApp the word donate to 082-657-2729.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
I'm talking to the Apostle Phumla Mfene, and then here we are touching base the issue of, you know, groups that are opposing each other in the church and how to deal with such, you know. It happens that you would find that if these are not dealt with, you know, detriments would ensue. And now we need to really bring across the aspect of identifying these groups, if we know these groups, you know. And one of those things is basically that you would see, if you are a leader, first and foremost, I know you have a discerning spirit. You would see by mere associations, you know, how even those in your leaderships, your own leadership, are associating with particular people and not other people, you know. You can see that even after services, you could see the guys who greet everyone, and you could see those who greet amongst themselves. You could also see the agenda that is pushed by your own leaders in your own meetings when they push an agenda of a specific group rather than the agenda of the whole ministry. Then you know that you are dealing with a mammoth task, a big problem. And then there is the aspect also of those who are actually Protestant. And I will try to qualify what I'm saying. You'll see there is a particular group of those who just oppose everything that the church is doing. And they band together. And then you would be able to see, here it is. And you'd also see those who associate by gifts and the attitude that they have with regards to that association. For instance, if there are those who call themselves, prophets or evangelists and stuff, look at who they talk to and who they don't talk to. And see if this is a pattern, then you would be able to see that, yes, indeed, these are clusters, these are groupings, these are sectarians in the church or in the congregation. Another one, the last one, is also the lingo. Check the lingo. Mm. You are able, as a leader who is discerning, right, to catch on the lingo. You are able to say, okay, this one speaks like opposition all the time. You are able to catch the accent of the person when they talk. You are able to catch, this one is going along these ways. Mm. And that's the problem that is there much of the times. So we really need to look into this and be able to identify the groups. Apostle?
Yeah. You know, Maruti, interpretation is very profound. The Tawaya discernment is very key. And discerning the interpretation, we don't have to wait until the groups are formed, are really formed.
Yeah.
Because I have all. And the ultimate result of that, Hanchi Iva split the sacred. You know, Bibli, we are harmonized. Be careful of little foxes because they spoil the vine. So all these small things that you've mentioned, check after Kereko, Kemang, Adunavis, and everybody, among leaders, that's key.
Yeah.
So Kemang, Akitang, Bahai, Bah, Vipe, Angli, because there's this whole thing of vibe. So some people, they would only connect with, as you can see that right from the beginning, you've said it correctly, I give a clear thing. But like, as I say, if this thing, Sedi Tomadi Taila, just a delete it on, you know, and just overlook them and pretend and hope they will die down. Unfortunately, they don't die down. They must be addressed. They must be, you know, Toma Natako, in Tomula, we hate Toma Italia, Essen Shop. I got hit, Hokaria, Toma Yana, Ituko, Toma Ipatehi, like a Hovali Secret, and Hovali Avalidi, Lebanita, and Group Lebanita in Secret. So, now, but in Toma Natako, when the descendants begin to see this right hand Toma, we are able to bring that to light. And hainchi anything he says that Toma is blind, it's so spread. When you bring it to light, I saw the mark. So I always say, that the Lord will always reveal so that it can be redeemed.
Yes.
So hey, Tachala Elijah, if you are into the light, then the whole church can be redeemed from experiencing a potential state or even a breakdown completely. I mean, Nikola, like I said, this other men of God, when they were tormented because of different groups.
Yeah.
And at the end, the church had to close that down because we listen to Muheru Tomawari, Okuloro Nakongo in a church before they introduce a particular individual who's not even the founder of the church will be regarded as the greatest messenger, so forth and so on. So now, unfortunately, some of these opposition groups, some of the ring leaders, they have power and influence over and above that of the local pastor. So, more than of the men of God.
Yes.
But then what then do we do also? Because as leaders, when you see that happening, you need to remember how God has given us power and authority.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we get intimidated by these people. They have guards to say, and let's welcome the greatest messenger. Of only thing, only not that. Not that by it or in your absence. By it or today, and you're supposed to minister. You get what I mean? And if I were to say, when maybe you decide to do conferences, then they will also show that disrespect. Because unfortunately, it happens. Hang out at Toro Babang, they have money, they have influence, they have deep, serious connections. So they feel they have power to override everything the leader is, and to gain favor from the Tobacco Kereke. But the long and short of it, Muritiko Hore, if we don't deal with these things and hit them on the head when they start, they spread and they keep spreading, and then when head is spread, then they were out of control. Never to be out of control. And who would talk or who told her in one church, when a lot of groups?
Ish.
kereke jwalo is not easy to lead. Lwana as a leader u ba frustrated and you can't it steals your joy. It takes so much out of you. Can go to strife, I guess. Go to the spirit of slander and gossip. Samad. That's the order of the day. By the time you reach the pulpit, you can smell this slander and spirit, this gossips. It's very time as a result of opposing groups. They have a mission, they have an agenda, and the agenda is not even country, it's not even a kingdom agenda.
Eish. That's the sad part, you know, and this is how the devil basically rules. He rules by dividing. Yeah. He rules by dividing, and he isolates. You know, he isolates so that he can frustrate.
Yeah.
And he weakens people or a ministry so that he can intimidate that ministry. Now, another moment would be that of the messages that are being shared. And I go back to what I said, the lingo, but also the messages. You could hear Mamrutumo group. No. Tina says, Sony Patina.
Come on.
Nano must bonus poom and Jane Consen says, Sony Pat. Over like a group, yadi quite sadi so with a red. But amaka these big machines and all those kinds of things and stuff. And then, Muruti, you can hear Hurumo group on everything.
Yeah.
There are those who are putting money into his pocket and he never preaches, even when those people make some of the dumbest things you can ever think of. He would rather say, let me treat these in the office privately.
Come on.
But as the rest of Bule, Nabo Rei Bo Mang Mang, Bale Kapa Ko Pulpiti, because how nasi. I remember one pastor said to me at some stage in Atrichville, that pastor said to me, Rei na, I have kinalumu thaba. Why is it kinalumu thaba? Which means, yeah, he has everything, you know, that is going well for him.
Come on. Then,
where now you have nothing, you're nothing. So,
you
would see also by the way they take advice and by the way they consider the running of the ministry, consultation is made with a particular elite group and not with the rest of the people. And that's a big problem. Mm. It is an indicator that there are divisions, sides of opposing opinions.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Kuthazeka njalo ngolwesibili ukuya kulwesihlanu ngo-8 ntambama ohlelweni lethu olubizwa ngohlala nathi. Lalela abafundisi abaningi bashumayela izwi lenkosi elikunika ithemba enhlizweni yakho. Lalela ukhule enkosini kuRadio Pulpit 657 AM.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. I'm talking to the Apostle Phumlamfene. We're touching the effects. If these groups are not dealt with, the church is going to become divided. And you will face now demons of sectarianism, you know, demons of divisions. And what the devil divides, he is able to rule.
Uh-huh.
And what he rules, he conquers.
My God.
And what he has conquered, he continues to intimidate. Mm. So we need to be careful in this aspect and look into things in the proper way. And one of those things is to say, I would love to become a neutral figure when it comes to associations in the ministry.
No.
To such a big extent that when they confront each other, they are able to find the solace of speaking to me as being neutral and also as a neutralizing factor. ministries do not have that neutralizing factor. They don't have elders that work on these. They have these kinds of leaders who are appointed by the pastor, and then give an abahai, this pastor, these guys are so programmed, they will never say anything dynamic. So they themselves are a group, Yamuruti. There's a ministry that we started in Soshanguve, and it went quite well. But the problem with that ministry was that there were sides and there were opposing parties in that group. There were those who sided with a person who calls themselves a founder, and there are those who sided with a person who has been placed by the Father, the Most High, into that area to pastor that church. And there was a group of those who became disillusioned and hurt and started to join other ministries or even to run to us to come and fellowship with us. You could see the division that was there. You could see that the devil is actually destroying the ministry. Should this ministry have stayed on, it would have been one of the biggest ministries and more powerful ministries in Soshanguve. You know? Then we start to find in that church people are killed by the police. They went on armed robberies. Guys who are singing in front, you know. You see, when the devil divides, the devil frustrates, the devil intimidates, and people start to become now irrational, you know, and they no longer rely on the Most High. They go back to their old ways. One brother was able to be, he was angered by a teacher, and then he came to Attridgeville playing the keyboard the whole day, the whole week, and I was saying, "Ya, ke motswere bjanong." Because crusade in Mpumalanga, so this guy, as long as he's here, I get over right. Can't you move to Bulele teacher at Kososhanguve? Yeah. This this thing is caused by when the devil divides, then the devil is going to bring the worst destruction ever. That church will never be able to stand on its feet. Then this church broke into three pieces. There are those who left and backslided or went to other ministries. Others became superstars. I mean, others are singing. They went to live in London and stuff. I don't want to mention names. But others went on to become members of a church that was run by the pastor who was placed by the Father Almighty there. Others ran on with the one who calls himself a founder. And they went on with them. And they also, where they are frustrated. You know, you start to see deaths. And I'm talking about effects. You start to see deaths. People are dying now. People are killing people. People are becoming criminals. They become 7 times worse than before. And in other instances, you'd start to see the advent of witchcraft. People bewitching each other. You know? A particular group that chooses to stay at a particular section of the church, someone who atla wepela di nahana motho atlo yepela di braids li di singles tsa hae li miriri ya ko Brazil mo banang gore atle ka peke atlo yepa concrete ya ka mokereke mo banang ha fetsa a yepe a tsentse dilotsela a tsamaye. So you could see, now they start to bewitch each other. They start to practice all those kinds of things. And you know that when these things are happening, then we know that people are in the flesh and will never see the kingdom of the Most High. And that is the exact aim of the devil, that we don't see the kingdom of the Most High.
Come on.
Apostle.
Hey!
Yeah.
I can't meet you. The Bible and it says the enemy has one mission, and that is to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
Yeah.
Who feels like they don't agree with one or two things? I mean, definitely disagreements will come. Paul actually and Heli Fapana Kadinto, Jana Alifetano. So when we engage in opposition and begin for a rejane and without being considerate, then obviously, as you correctly put it, some of the churches, they don't recover. But But it goes back to the fact that unless these things are dealt with right from the beginning, heavy ties are to a blind. Could you let it on? Can you meet the eye? We will be going nowhere slowly. But having said that, Namrud.
Yes.
The opposition without credit and agility because they bring a guilty disagreement. We can't agree on everything all the time. But I think also what will help is trying to agree on to how do we resolve them? How do we make sure for Hadi I give it a heal, it comes every mole heal, so then it grows. So now here is a strategy. So how do you then deal with opposition hate? Because it, like as I said, you can't deny the fact that you can't deny anything. And but then the never about we trying to decide the horror. More of a game, more especially mature people. How do you then deal with this thing? Because it can be dealt with and have an artifact without causing destruction. The reason why it causes destruction, go ahead, what to defend, I guess. I can respect the kind of opposition, and no one is not even correct, the kind of opposition where people are standing up, defending the kingdom because they feel some leaders are out of line, and by it, understand that there are things that really are uncalled for and are also unnecessary, they're also not biblical. So in those kind of cases, then it's acceptable for reoppose, but how do you then do it without allowing it to be toxic and without allowing it to go out of hand? Because opposition is a toxic, you know, in the atmosphere, even amongst believers. So, and you'll feel horror when people are not receiving what they're saying.
Yeah.
And then over and above all, them not receiving, but oppose again in your sermons.
Sure. It is sad, but it is what we see these days. And we need to be able to say there is a workable solution. The word is saying quite a lot with regards to this. And we see the example of Abraham when he was dealing with Lot, you know, because as they walked together, the people they were leading together started to fight amongst themselves.
Yeah.
And Lord says something powerful. Why should we, as brothers, destroy each other? And when these divisions have come, they kill the brotherhood. The brotherhood, they kill the family, the sisterhood. They kill the koinonia, you know. So people tend to become, if one can put it, arch enemies of each other, and they destroy one another. When we come back.
Yeah.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Let us come to the workable solutions, Apostle. You know, sometimes these things are there. And I've seen programs that would highlight things like this and never offer solutions, you know.
Right.
And I always say to many people who are producers, I say, look, I may be very much less qualified, but I believe that if you do a show, you speak about a problem, you must research the solutions. You can't just say to people, and people end up saying, yeah, hey, Marahobi are white. But there's no way up. Yeah, there's no way up. How are we going to really deal? Yes.
Yeah.
How are we going to deal with this one? How are we going to work this one, reverse this one, and all those kinds of things? The word says, first and foremost, we are called into a ministry of reconciliation.
Yeah.
And the mission of Yahushua HaMashiach, the son of the living father, was mainly to reconcile us to the father. And the things that we see him do through reconciliation, we are able, because he has given us the grace, we are able to do far much more greater than he has done. And therefore, we need to learn and want to excel in the ministry of reconciliation. Before we excel in these theologies and stuff, let's excel in the ministry of reconciliation. Are people at peace? The word says, blessed are the peacemakers, they shall inherit the kingdom of the Father.
Yes.
Inherit
on.
The earth. Now, we basically, the devil knows, look, he brings these kinds of divisions, he brings these kinds of schisms. We even lose our heritage of reconciliation. He knows that we will lose our birthright when we continue to want to prove a point one to another. Yeah. And then we basically should know that the word says, owe no one anything except love.
Come on.
Therefore, the issue of wanting to revenge, it's when you owe someone an attack. I always say to people, and they say, no, but I want to retaliate. I said, retaliating is revenge. And they say, yeah, Mara, it's in a way of revenge. In a way of what? Because retaliation is a form of attack. Why, what? Because how can you say, I wanted to show him and teach him a lesson. You teach him a lesson by what? Revenging? No, by doing this thing to show him how le nanga yetsa this thing. And then after we yetsa this thing, what will you call it? A revenge, Mara, not revenge. Kamukho. Okay, then call it a reverse attack. Because you are attacking. You know, and the word says you shall not return sin for sin, you know.
Come on.
Offense for offense. You cannot do that. Yeah. And these groups that are fighting, first and foremost, one should know that you are members of the same body. You are having the same head, which is Christ. You are fellowshipping in the same spirit, which is the Holy Spirit. You are partaking of the same bread, which is the word of the Most High, Christ himself. Then why fight, you know? And then this thing also of true brotherlyhood, that there be love. Christ says the people will really testify with regards to me and acknowledge that I really came here on earth if you love one another. Now, much of the times we see many people who go on to say, Mara mohona, mudimu tan tswarela. And they go on with hating, they go on with avenging, they go on with sabotaging, they go on with these groups that oppose each other. And before you know it, even those who are babies in the spirituals, those who are babies in the church, you know, in the faith, those who are babies in the faith become affected by those kinds of things. And they leave and never return. Someone said something to me that really, really troubled me and said, you know, so much love is amazing that I see amongst you people. Fine. After some years, he comes again and looks and says, that love that I saw is long gone. What I see is people fighting, and they are fighting to the point of death because each and every one of them wants a result that favors them. Apostle, what comes to mind in conclusion?
You know, in conclusion, you said something very, very powerful. This thing of people wanting to prove a point, you know, it's doing this favor and this service for everybody in a church setting. But we don't want to let go also. There are things you can just simply, it is not everything you see or something can go to the crackers that Ujira thing. But people are not willing to do that. And it brought into this whole thing that we had, and basically exactly how it covers a multitude of things. So we don't even want to cover all that, because when opposition comes and they become very rife, that's a sign that we are really, really operating under the flesh. We are not led by the Spirit of God. Because when we are led by the Spirit of God, and deal with them. But to prove a point and make sure that nakina ka go kgalela and then have sa ukali o kraba tuba how bana go ukala how, so it becomes one thing after another. Really, we will be going nowhere slowly, and we'll be bringing down the work of God, and in the process destroying innocent people who eventually can end up backsliding because of such things.
Yes. And they can basically even become swallowed up into one of the factions, you know, and take it from the point of ignorance. Think about the people who are joining the struggle from the point of ignorance. Whatever it is that you say, for them it's a motivation. So whether you put until or I put spiritually, they go for it because you recruited them. Now, many people should take note that it is the intention of the devil that there be divisions. You know, we are supposed to be one. We are one body. We are supposed to be one. And we are vital towards each other. We need each other. And many people don't see that when they fight, you know, because everyone wants to see their interests coming across. I've seen a group of people who are singing in Attridgeville very recently, and they basically have quit this church. And they quit because they feel that the new person who is a pastor or what, has not been wanting them all along. This person is putting members of their group into leadership and key positions, you know. And even choosing those who sing, who are from their group, their faction, you know. And then, by so doing, alienating those who are not in their faction, you know. So these people, batswile ba ile go kerekeng engwe e leng go holong somewhere go thoka police station. Ba tsama ile ba no ba iketse go thoka police station. Ba tlohetse mola modimo a ba pholositseng mo teng gore ba bereke ko teng, ba tlohetse because of this thing. Now, the devil wants to make sure that each and every one of us becomes wrongly apportioned and incorrectly coded. If Apostle Phumla is the steward of my relationship with the Father in terms of growth and service, and that I should submit to her, and I somehow feel alienated by her, and I go and submit somewhere, even though where I arrive I will be doing good, it is going to be null and void before the Father as a duty, because I am not on a point that the Father wants me to be at. We need to be careful about those things. Apostle, thank you so much. I really appreciate the time. I appreciate the moment. And thank you so much. Much blessings to you. Thank you for making this program so powerful. People are really listening to this, even those who download it into their mainstream stations. Thank you so much.
Wow. I really appreciate, you know, the cover and can't you have you listen?
Absolutely.
How
do people connect with you?
For the benefit of those who are tuning in for the first time to this program, myself and Pastor Ray, We call Hala every Thursday at 10 o'clock. Daily news podcasts are available as you connect. May the Lord bless you. And you can also connect with me, by the way, on Facebook.
Oh, yes.
So God bless you.
God bless you. We see you again next week. Much blessings. Thank you so much.
Blessing, blessing. Shalom.
Shalom. That is the Apostle Phumla Mfene. Then, of course, we talk with her again the coming week. Much blessings to her.
657 AM, radio for believers in action.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.